Welcome to Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. So how do you fight against temptation? We know that temptations are all around us. We know it's easy for us to succumb. We know we've never been in an age, in the United States anyway, where there's been more temptations which can so easily attack us. So how do you fight against it? How did Jesus fight against temptation? Remember, we're in Matthew chapter 4, and Jesus has faced three different temptations. This last one was Satan takes him to a high mountain, Mount Tabor, Mount Hermon, we're not sure where, gives him a vision and says, all these kingdoms I will give to you if you bow down and worship me. And so what did Jesus do? Again, this third temptation, what did he do to fight against Satan? Well, it's really interesting. We're going to get three principles from what Jesus did. First of all, it says this in Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan." Note that. "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." So what three things did Jesus do? First of all, he told Satan to leave. Secondly, he clung to the promises of God's word. And thirdly, he, through his strength, was victorious. That's how you fight temptation. Now let's take those three things apart. First of all, tell Satan to leave. So when you're facing temptation from the evil one, the best thing you can do is tell him to leave. The Bible says in James chapter 4, resist the devil and he'll leave. So you tell him, get out of my life, quit tempting me, quit tormenting me, quit working on me, Satan, leave. And then the second thing you do is you cling to the word. Notice in each of the three temptations that Jesus faced, when it was, eat something, Jesus had an immediate response by quoting the word. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And then he said, Satan took him to this high pinnacle on the temple, and he said, throw yourself down. And what did Jesus say? You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And finally, this last one, all these kings of the world I'll give to you if you bow down and worship me. And Jesus again quoted the word and said, worship the Lord your God and him only shall you serve. So there was a specific answer that Jesus gave for each one of the temptations because he knew the word. So the first thing you do is you tell Satan to leave. That's what Jesus said. He said, be gone, Satan, get out of my life. Okay. And the second thing, he claimed the promises of God found in the word. So it's important for us to know what the word says regarding specific temptations. For instance, if you struggle with forgiving someone, what does the word say about that? Forgive each other as God in Christ has forgiven you. If you struggle with negative thoughts, what does the Bible say in Philippians 4:8? Whatever is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and of good report, let your mind think about those things. If you struggle with purity in your body, what's 1 Corinthians 6:19 says? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. So you might be saying, well, Pastor Dave, I can't quote scripture like you can. You're probably right. I've been trained to do this. However, you can study it enough to know that when temptation comes your way, you know what the word says about it. And if you know what the word says about it, you may not quote it as accurately as it's written in the word, but at least you know what the word says and you can bring it to mind in the face of that temptation, because Satan hates the word of God. When you think about Ephesians chapter 6 and all the things it talks about fighting against the schemes of the devil, they're all defensive weapons. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, the gospel of peace. The only offensive weapon we have is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So if the word of God is powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword, dividing the joint of marrow and soul and spirit, if it's that powerful, we ought to know it and be able to quote it when Satan comes at us with temptation. So we said there's three ways to fight against temptation. Number one, tell Satan to leave. Number two, cling to the word. And number three, walk in the strength that Jesus gives. Now, Jesus was able to resist this temptation, all these temptations, because he's God. But I want to ask you, who lives inside of us? Jesus Christ does. Galatians says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, it's not I who live, but Christ lives in me. Jesus Christ lives in us, giving us power and strength in his power to walk away from and resist temptation. So here's how we fight against temptation. Are you ready? Number one, tell Satan to leave. Number two, cling to the word. Number three, walk in his strength. But Pastor Dave, I've done all those things you might be saying. Okay, good. So have I. What's the problem? We still sometimes fall, right? We still sometimes fail and fall into sin. And when we do, we have a Savior that lifts us up with his love and forgiveness, grace and mercy, and says, that's why I died. That's why I came. So again, how do we face temptation? How do we fight against it? Number one, tell Satan to leave. Number two, cling to the word. Number three, walk in his strength. And when we still fall, we have a Savior that loves and forgives us just the same. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.